IsraelSin.com. This is Deborah Friedis. While most of my podcasts have been with Israeli choreographers, today I am doing something a little bit different. Just as music can be notated, can be written down, dance or movement can also be notated. You can have a score of a dance just the way you have a score of a symphony. One of my specialties is lava notation, which is a specific form of dance notation. And here in Israel, two Israelis developed another system of writing down movement called Eshkol Vachman movement notation. Today, I'll be sitting with Michal Shoshani, who is a teacher of Eshkol Vachman movement notation at the Jerusalem Academy of Music and Dance. And she'll tell us a little more about this innovation. And Michal, can you just say hello?
Hello.
First off, when was the notation system developed? And can you tell me a little bit about Noah Eshkol and Abraham Vachman?
It was developed in Israel by Professor Noah Eshkol and Professor Abraham Vachman in Hebrew. It was a sort of reaction about lab annotation because, as Noah always told, she went to England, to Manchester, to learn dance or movement notation. Because as a student of dance in Israel, she was in fact learned by a student who was by herself a student of Palooka, the great Palooka, she works and dance with Mary Bigman, and she was the manager or some of a senior teacher in Palooka's school in Dresden. But as everyone knows, on the 30s, Jews who can do it or who can feel the new atmosphere in Germany prefer to run away from this wonderful utopia of the Nazis regime. This teacher, her name was Tila Ressler, was one of them, and she came to Palestine and joined to the Jewish settlement there, and like some other Jewish dancers of the Ausdruck dance, they bring their education and their point of view about dance to Israel, to the new, to the emerging state. In those years, most of the dancing in the Jewish community of Palestine was under the Ausdruck dance influence, especially Mary Wigman, but also Laban and his followers. So Noah Eshkol was a music student. She learned piano, and her teacher, who was a Jewish German as well, taught her a lot about the music and the role of notation in music. And she came to a conclusion that if the dance has some chance to grow into the same level and the same deepness, to be like the music, yes, if someone will want to make some serious researchers and to analyze and to bring a form and a logic, a sort of a logic and a sort of sense and the source of complexity and the ability of innovations into the field of dance, it has to be based on notation, like in fact every field of the human culture, like literature, like music, like. And so Tila Ressler, her teacher, told her about Laban, and she went to Britain immediately after the Second World War, when England was in very bad conditions, to learn Laban notation in Laban, some Laban place in Manchester. And she was very disappointed. She find it not logic enough and have a lot of idiosyncrasies of the way of the Ausdruck dance aesthetic. She also learned with in the leather school in London, and then she came back to Israel with her own ideas, and she began to teach in the school of the Camera Theater, which was new and experimental theater by that time. She had also private student as well. And one of them was Abraham Bachman. At that time, he began to learn architecture in addition to the theater and movement. And he contributed her the geometric basis for the system of analysis, for her system of analysis. The first book was appeared in London by the Weidenfeld and Nicholson publication on 1958. I can tell something about it according to my view. The first book, and as much as I can say about the other first books of the other notations, was a program. Was a device. Yes, it's a sort of a program, a sort of a basic ideas and the basic solutions within it. The work of Noah all over the years, together with a group of followers, which I one of them. I have the honor to be one of them. Was to engage the system with many movement systems and dance systems, and to teach people, in short, to work with the system in the field, in the real life of the dance and movement areas, different kind of systems and problems which surrounded this field. And this work ended with results, change of symbols, developing way of teaching, developing economic ways of writing, and so forth.
So in a way it sounds somewhat similar. I know as Laban notation has been used by more and more people, questions arise as to best practices, how to notate something that they haven't come across before, and then new symbols or constructions develop. So it sounds like a similar process in some ways.
In this aspect, it's similar to other systems, and it cannot be otherwise. I mean, it's like a living language. It's a living system. I don't know if it is a language. It is a question. It is a philosophical question. It's a matter of definitions. But it is a system anyhow. And I mean it by all the other systems. I mean, I prefer to call it systems. Systems of notations. I want to add something. If you can read the first book of Eshkol Vachman, the one which appeared on 1958, you could see what she usually said by herself later on, that one of her most important subjects and the objectives was to establish a sort of an annotation which serve the purpose of composition. And as much as I can see, this notation is the best in serving this purpose. Once I asked her, why do you did it? And she said, because I want to find movement. So if most of the notations are dealing with documentation, the Eshkol Vachman movement notation put the emphasis on creation, on composition in movement. And the Eshkol herself create beautiful dances based on values of her notation. She also insisted of calling it movement notation, because movement is a broader definition of the subject of the notation, which included movement of all kinds, the movement of animals, movement of the everyday lives, the sign language systems of movement like martial arts and many others, which she thinks that writing them down by the notation can reveal many of their structures and to contribute to their understanding.
Another thing that I'd been curious about, and as you said, it's a major difference between Eshkol-Wachman movement notation and Laban notation or Benesh, because those systems are dealing with recording existing dances. And while Eshkol-Wachman has the ability to do that as well, there's the interest in creating. And I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about how the system can be used to generate movement or to be used in tandem at the same time as movement is being choreographed, rather than being used after the fact to say, okay, here are the movements that we've done and I'm going to write them down now. So how is Eshkol-Wachman movement notation used in the creation of new choreography?
I think that the most deeper concept of Eshkol-Wachman is what we called the simultaneous movement. This concept I have to explain. I mean, Eshkol-Wachman, to begin with, dealing with movement of one person. And she made very basic definitions of every concept, each of its components. In her notation, in fact, there is the only notation where what is one movement, what movement is, there is a definition of a movement. Because in other notation, for example, a step is a movement. In Eshkol-Wachman, a step is a combination of some movement of some limbs which coordinate together to create what we, very economically I have to say, call a step. Eshkol decided to begin with the basic units of the movements and not with the conventions of some compound movements, so that she has the smallest units that can be defined in order to be a component in a composition. I'll try to say it in other way. I'll try to make an image. Basically, if you can see for in the ballet world, for example, a composition for one dancer to begin with. So there is a series of what we can call steps. Pas de bourrée, then glissard d'assemblé, and something. You can say it, and another three pas de bourrées, and one pas de bourrée tourneau to the right, and so on. It is like beads in a necklace, each one of them. But in Eshkol-Wachman, she is dealing with the materials which create the beads. So she can create new beads and then construct new ideas upon them. And the idea of the beads are basically, you can call it compound movement or what we call simultaneous movements, yes? But she have a separate movement of each limb, and she can define it and she can describe it perfectly and in very logic terms, geometric terms, so that she can work with them with no dependence upon an existing technique. You have to create a technique for every dance, unlike the system in the dance world, and a goal that other notations didn't put forward. I mean, they didn't mean to change the way of training dancer and the way of recreate dancing. And I think that the result or the system of symbols they create are influenced by ignoring this purpose. She separates everything from everything. Yes, she a basic concept for type of movement. Only three. For one limb. And she separate the time very clearly from the movement. She can control the timing. And she can change every movement she can do with other timing. Also, she control the what's so-called position, the direction of a limb in the air. What you called in Laban forward high. This is a position, yes, which is looks like the same of Eshkol Vachman, except that in Laban there are words, in Eshkol Vachman there are numbers, but the difference is not as simple as this, because if you use numbers, you can use it arithmetically, and you can play with the amounts of movement and not with words which are more vague than the ideas that the numerals represent.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you became interested in Eshkol Vachman movement notation, where you learned it, and what place it's taken in your career since then?
Personally, I think I want to be a swan, I mean, like every girl. And I learned here and there, and I heard about Noa Eshkol. I heard that she is an amazing teacher. What I realized by myself later on, what she knows about the human body, her understanding of human body, and the structures of her lessons, and her clarity in explaining things, and their exciting lessons. Every lesson, she didn't teach dance, she taught movement, but every lesson was dance, was an exciting dance. I heard that she's teaching in the Jerusalem Academy of Dance, and I registered there. And then she taught me movement, just movement, not notation. And the difference between her lessons to others was unspeakable. It was very enlightening. There were very enlightening lessons. The body thanks her. And then on the third years, student of her and a colleague, Amos Chetz, now Professor Amos Chetz, taught there the notation. On this stage, I have already decided that if dance is what that I am experience, I don't want to be in this field. I mean, I found it very shallow, very boring in comparison to other fields that I was familiar with. Literature was very rich, exciting, very high level. Music, those fields I was familiar. And I thought that to be in this world will be very, very depressing. But then I found the notation, and it was like a fire. After the third lesson, I knew that it is my way of life. If she will just let me do it. I really wanted to do this with her, but I found it very interesting, very deep, very full of options. Everything, it even makes other things more reasonable, I mean, if I can say it. It's colored the horizon of working in this field in completely different colors, and I never disappointed. It is, till now, it is, for me, it is just more and more interesting. And I had the opportunity to work with Noa herself for 40 years, and it was really very challenging and very interesting from all the aspects of the subject, intellectually, physically, emotionally.
It sounds like you've had a very powerful experience with the movement notation system as a whole. What is your practice with it now?
As a teacher in the Jerusalem Academy, I am teaching Eshkol Vachman Movement Notation, and I am teaching some other seven notations, the initials, systems, which I called it one. I mean, it's one category of notations. I cannot say one of them specifically, there are some. Then Bishon Feye, Saint Leon, Stepanov, Benesh, Laban, and CMDN. CMDN is a modern Chinese system, which has a lot of common in Eshkol Vachman. And I teach movement, I teach dance. I mean, specifically, I'm teaching every year a dance, part of a dance of Noah Eshkol, which is very, very complicated. And I'll have to say something about this, because I forgot to say before about the creation of dance. The dances of Noah Eshkol, because of the reasons I described before, were very complicated and very difficult, because they changed the idea of what are called technique. On the basic of technique, of the technique aspect, there is the coordination. Because if you think about what we called the beats before, so a ballet dancer was trained since the age of six about the coordination of the steps and the steps and the hands and many of the basic of those complex movements. Yes, in the dances of Noah Eshkol, you have to learn to coordinate between the separate instructions of every limb by itself. Yes, so it's demand from the dancers for a great deal of concentration. And another kind of working about a new dance, you are not using the well-known beats. You have to create them, and she work like in music. It is very similar to the way a pianist work about a new piece of dance. Now I speak about the performer, not about the creator, yes? And then many of the separate or even the combined movement, you have to learn how to produce them technically, because they are not in the common repertoire of the dancers. You have to try and learn, and because you have to do it, you have to understand the body very, very deeply. The movement possibilities of every limb and every article. This is, for me, I can say that this is a very interesting thing. It challenged the dancer. And so this is about another thing about her dancers. She used a different word for composition and for choreography. Composition is for one dancer, which she considered as a full orchestra. She gave each one of the limb is an instrument, and the dancer, the performer, has to orchestrate the materials, the movement of the separate instruments. This is one of the things. And choreography is the relationships between some dancers, is what had happened on the stage. So she herself is not interesting with all the pyrotechnic of the stage. In her aesthetic, she doesn't interesting in the illusions and all the things which are not movement. It's only movement, not costumes, not a set, not lights, nothing, not music, which means that the creator of the dance has to make the dance interesting enough from the aspect of the rhythm, rhythmically. It has to sing by itself, not depend on the music behind. It is a music, visual music. And if I can say something personally, which I told it to Noah more than once, and she didn't deny it, I mean. So maybe she thinks so. That I don't understand, I don't recognize any dancer who believes so much in the expressive qualities of the movement itself. The movement, the form, the exact performing are enough to express, to carry the whole burden of the dance. It is, you have to be very brave to do so. But you have to believe it, the ability of the movement to do so. So about myself, in the Jerusalem Academy, I teach also dance history, dance analysis, and the academic search of dance. And I try to say to my students that there is no dance history, and there is no a real dance Richard without notation. And by this, I don't mean only to Eshkol Vachman. I mean to notation at all. I mean, I can show the role of the old notations to have some image about the old dances and the ability to analyze the movements of today, the dances of today, much more logic and sense, like the analysis of music, on the same level of the music, with the notation, whatsoever it is, I mean. And for me, it, from this perspective, it's never mind if it is Eshkol Vachman, Laban, Benesh, but that you have a representation of the dance itself in front of you, in order to say something about it.
Just to touch on that, when I started at Ohio State, I had come initially just to do an MA degree, a master's degree in dance history. And part of what attracted me to the program was the fact that I could use and learn Laban notation. I had never learned any form of dance notation before. And I was very aware early on that it would open up a world of dance research to me because I would be able to access, you know, works by Doris Humphrey, by Jose Limon, by contemporary choreographers, people who are working in the U.S. as well as Europe and other places and from all eras depending on what had been notated, and that even if I could not get a video or I couldn't see a performance, I would be able to look at a score, and that there would also be other information that I could glean from looking at a score, other levels of analysis that would be very difficult to do.
I think that without notated dances, there is no dance history. What is dance history? It is an history of the what people say about the dancers or choreographer of their time. Think about Nover. Everyone knows that he made a beautiful, he made beautiful, very beautiful dances. And he had a lot of things to say about something that we don't know about what he speak about. And we have no even one image of his work. And maybe is not as good as people of his time said. Like happens in other areas, I mean, of art, yes? That the judgment of about the pieces, about the works of art, was changed during the time. And we don't know what to change, or not even what to change. I mean, there is nothing there to speak about, just to say that there was a man, his name was Nover, he lived in France, he wrote some... What is it? Nothing. It's to speak about nothing. And I think that the most interesting knowledge that we know is about, for example, the Baroque area, because we have the Bichon Feye system, and they left a lot of material in books and in the French opera archive. And it is, I think, the most documented area until the last years, I mean, until the middle of the even after the 20th century. And even there, people think maybe that videos or film or digital way of documentation is enough. But it isn't. It is like to make the work of research on music from CD-ROMs or not from notation. Notation is to conceptualize and to represent the main qualities of the piece of works. It gives the piece of works its identity, the inevitable identity to be called this piece of work, and not a rumor about something that someone saw and he has some impressions on paper. Who can remember a complete piece of work in order to comment on her? But to say I was enjoyed or... And who cares if he enjoyed or not?
I have another question. When you were talking about the challenges that were presented to a dancer doing a piece by Noah Eshkol or by somebody else using the movement notation, I started thinking about my experiences as someone who has read Laba notation and staged work from scores. And you talked a little bit about the beads, and I was thinking of how in the Laba notation, for instance, if I'm reading something in ballet, I can quickly start to find the patterns like a glissade, or I could easily see a pirouette or any other movement that I could name with a word as well as with this series of symbols, a construction of symbols. And the thing is, though, that with Laba notation, if somebody is going to do a work from score, it's someone like me or another person staging it who's reading the entire work and then teaching it to all of the dancers. So with Eshkol Vachman movement notation, typically when it is staged, when a cast is doing a dance, are they reading the notation directly or is somebody teaching it to them?
This is another difference between Laba notation and between Eshkol Vachman and other systems. The ideal of Eshkol was to create an educated dancer who can read and who work with the score exactly as the musician works with the notation, with his notation, with his score. So for example, we are reading our material. We read from the score. We learn the dances from the score. And I have to say that you ask me about what I am doing. I am not alone. We are a group of people who worked and with Noah Eshkol and continue her way. And we are writing materials. And procedure is to write, if we have to watch someone and write his work, for example, in Tai Chi or something, or someone teach you his dance or whatsoever, and then you write it, and then someone has to read it, and then you can see if it is looks like what, because if it isn't looks like, it is either you wrote it wrong or he read it wrong. Then you have to correct, and there is very long and fatigue procedure to make a good score, an authorized score. But it is the same as in the book, in the spoken language. It is a great deal of work to do a good work, to do a good book. You have to work and think about it, and then you have to proof it and all that sort of thing. But we work with the notation like we work with music notation. There is no such institute like a notator or instructor like in Laba notation, or what they called choreologist in Benesh. There are some people who are doing it. I mean, it's up to them how they teach. For example, I told you that I teach the highest undergraduate class, a dance of Eshkol Vachman. They learned it from the score. I don't teach them the dance. I want to say something about my colleagues. I mean, I owe it to them. during the years there were many people who worked with Noa Eshkol in the Movement Notation Society in the very famous city Holon. World famous city Holon. But there was what I can call the main group of the people, which are virtuous dancers, Rachel Inul Kahana, Shmuel Zeidel, Ruth Sela. I am not a virtuous dancer. And the other people who work, we are all work with notation. There is a life partner of Noa Eshkol. His name is John Harris, who lives now in England. And Tirza Sapir as well. And now, after her death, she inherited her works, her house, and everything to us. And we are working there in Holon. We continue to write. We continue to teach. We made an archive of all our work and the history of our work, which will be open to the public, which is my job also. And we are going to make publications and other publications. We have now more than 30, but we are going to publish more. And I think maybe I'll say something about another aspect that I didn't tell, is about this man, John Harris. John developed a system of writing drawings and animations, and you have some videos like animation using the Eshkol Bachman notation, which is also very important aspect of the, and it's not Mickey Mouse, and it's not, I know, a modern kind of thing. It is abstract and dealing with forms like her dances. This is one thing.
I'm very glad to hear that there's a lot of activity going on. I know that Noa Eshkol passed away this fall, I guess in the middle of October 2007, which was shortly after I arrived here in Israel. So I'm very, very glad to hear that there's a core group of people who are carrying on the work, because as you said, it's such important work in terms of dance history, in terms of the ability to notate movement and all the possibilities that the system itself holds with also creating new pieces. So it sounds like very important work that's being done. And I'm very happy to hear that. It's always a challenging thing with dance to begin with to deal purely with words and not with images, which is one of the challenges of doing interviews, doing podcasts of audio interviews. At the same time, I think, you know, we're able to understand at least now something about Eshkol Bachman movement notation, where it came from, how it was developed and who developed it, the power that it has to help the field of dance and the wider field, which involves movement that's not typically considered dance or not concert dance. And I think that's something that we can do in words, and so I'm quite grateful that you took the time to sit down with me, and hopefully now more people can at least know the fact that, yes, you can write down movement, and here's one way to do it, and it was developed in Israel, and it has quite an impact on the field as a whole. So thank you.